The Rosemount Taney and neighboring community is a long-established community bounded by Taney Road to the south and Dundrum Road to the west, comprising some 1,500 households. It includes Taney, Mount Carmel, Mulvey, and Columbanus. The Rosemount community itself is part of a larger hinterland with established social and sporting networks, which includes Windy Arbor, Farron Bowley, with the Goat and Dropping Well premises at opposite corners of the area's boundary. Rosemount has been promised community and sports facilities by Dunleary-Rathdown County Council since 2007, but every promise has been broken. As a result, trust between the community and local authority management has been shattered. Now in, the local authority has decided to proceed with another housing development in the midst of Rosemount without delivering on their earlier community facility commitment. The objections of the local residents, 270, and of local elected representatives have been brushed aside in pages of off-the-shelf stock responses to community planning concerns. On this occasion, the community are now determined to bind Dunleary-Rathdown Council management to their previous commitments and not to roll over in the face of the planned housing developments. The Rosemount community lives in the shadow and immediate hinterland of the Dundrum Shopping Center, one of the richest sources of revenue for Dunleary-Rathdown County Council. The center and surrounding businesses generate 10 million euro in rates per annum for the council. Bob Hallian spoke to Gary Roberts, the chair of the Rosemount Taney Community and Sports Center campaign.
Hi, Gary, and thanks for taking the call. Now, firstly, tell our listeners the area we're talking about and what facilities, if any, are there at the moment.
So the area we're talking about is the Rosemount Estate in Dundrum. At present, there is a fine big sports field there with absolutely no facilities. There's like a party cabin dressing rooms down the very far corner beside the Central Mental Hospital have a wall that runs parallel to the field. So it's down the bottom corner. There's old dressing rooms that were put together 30, 35 years ago, but to be honest, they've gone so far into decay. It's actually a health and safety hazard there at the moment, you know. So you couldn't expect people, especially young kids, to be in, you know, changing in them and preparing for matches and stuff, you know.
So how many people use the facilities there?
There's four football clubs that use it. As far as I know, there's over 10 teams. And there's over 1,200 students that use it broke across three different schools. So you have Our Lady's Grove and the school in Columbanus there.
Yeah.
And Holy Cross also use it. Now, Our Lady's Grove, primary and secondary, use it for sports day. And there's absolutely no facilities in it for people to wash or go to the bathroom or anything like that, you know.
So, okay, going back to 2007, there were three apartment blocks there which were in a bad condition, and the council proposed a redevelopment of these. Were these on that present site or close by?
Yeah, the sports field is 100 metres away from the site, the footprint of the flats, the old flats complex.
Yeah.
And the council had to take the flats down for health and safety. There was issues with asbestos and I believe one of the blocks was sinking and stuff. So the proposal at the time was when the flats came down, the council had promised to put in a civic quality community centre,
yeah,
a resource centre and a playground. Once the flats came down, these were to go up straight away, which never happened.
When did that redevelopment finally get going?
2007, the flats came down.
Yeah.
There was no redevelopment after that. They took down the flats and they actually took away a children's playground that's located in the centre of the three blocks of the flats, which left nothing there for the kids to do. So it's a big open space there at the minute, which is perfect for family homes, which we're happy to get into the area. But I suppose from our point of view, our argument is, by all means, put in the family homes, but please give us some facilities for kids so that they don't get into trouble growing up, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all, you know.
What did the council propose at the time in terms of community facilities? What did they say they were going to do when they were taking down those apartment blocks?
What happened was they delivered a booklet to all the houses in the area, And inside this booklet, it gave three different options of various proposals. One of the proposals was that they would knock down the flats, which they did.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they would build a community centre of civic quality. Through the Freedom of Information, we've actually got the figures for the redevelopment. There was 1.4 million there or thereabouts cast, put aside to for the community centre and stuff.
Yeah.
And we never seen 1 cent of it. It just disappeared. So we're looking for them to deliver on previous promises to our area, you know.
But is there some sort of community centre there that's in a rented house or something?
Yes. So when the council decided that they wanted to build a new houses in the estate, there was a public consultation meeting.
Yeah.
And at the meeting, we asked them about facilities. And they said, well, the resource centre is still there for the community to use. Just to give you a brief history, the resource centre used to be located on the bottom floor of one of the flats, one of the blocks of flats.
Yeah.
And it was bang centre in the heart of the community where kids could go and, you know, have a homework club or people could do computer class and stuff like that.
Yeah.
A lot of the elderly people in the area used it as a meeting point, you know, to interact with each other.
Of course,
That's now located up beside the Lewis Bridge, underneath the Lewis Bridge, those old Georgian type houses there, at the bus terminus across where the old postal telegraph building is there Dundrum.
Yeah.
But as we explained to the council, that's two major roads you have to cross. We couldn't send children from the area up there to do a homework club. And we asked the council, would they be happy to send their kids up, you know, winter's night, dark, wet? And they said they wouldn't. So we just said, well, why do you expect their children to, you know, have to cross all these dangerous roads and intersections to use a facility that was always located in the centre of our community? Mm.
Approximately how many people live in that community? In around the what would be served by that by a resource centre or a community centre?
Well, what we done was we got 3,000, and the booklet is a 12-page document.
Yeah.
We got 3,000 of those produced. And we delivered to every home in the immediate vicinity. And there was just under 2,500 homes. So I would, I guess, 10, 15,000 people, probably.
So in the last 10 years or so, has any of the council's promises been fulfilled?
Absolutely none.
Nothing?
None, not one. The local football club have, you know, I admire these guys' patience because 10 years and over, they've been in meetings with the council and they've been getting various promises. They actually went as far as to get drawings, architect's drawings done up, like the commission drawings for Dunleary Rathdown County Council. Mm. They paid for the drawings because they had promised new sports facilities. They gave the committee at the time, the Rosemount Football Club Committee, they gave them copies of the drawings and they promised them this and promised them that, and they never delivered on anything. It got so bad, in fact, that the club actually had to go and buy their own toilets. It cost over 2,000 euro for toilets that are now located down in the field.
Portaloo type things.
Yeah, Portaloo type of thing. Mm. And the council had promised the club, if they bought the toilets, the council would arrange connecting them. And that, to this day, has never happened. Those toilets were purchased 7 years ago. The council they go so far with us, and then somebody seems to move office, and then it just all starts back over again. We went to the council 3 years ago looking for new goalposts. If you go down into the field, the goalposts are rusted. They're not in a great condition from a health and safety point of view. We approached the council as a football club, and the response we got was, if you buy one, we'll try and find the money to buy the other, which we find amazing, you know. Just last year, they built a library in Dunleary for nearly 40 million euro.
Yeah.
You know, so surely money for community centres and resource centres and sports facilities should be taken precedent over, you know, what's essentially a complete overkill. on the seafront, or on the seafront there in Dunleary. You know, it's amazing how they find the vast amounts of money for things like libraries, and when it comes to community facilities, money they don't seem to exist. You know.
So the council now they're building more houses in Rosemont. Is this close by again? Is this on the site of the old apartments that they're building?
Yes, it's on the footprint. What they done was when the old flats came down, there was a couple of little landfill sites in and around Rosemont. So say there was 80 apartments came down. The council built, I think in the region of 30 houses back in little pockets in the estate.
Yeah.
And they also gave some land to some of the people who lived in the flats to build their own houses there at the end of Rosemont, which is great. You know, it's giving people a chance to own their own home. It's brilliant.
And to stay in the area that they're used to.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a lot of these people are Rosemont born and bred, you know, 30 years, and they didn't want to up sticks and move, obviously. So now they've decided to come in with 44 new units. Again, when we met the council for the consultation, we discussed a wide range of things. We discussed traffic. The traffic is terrible in there. We went to all the schools. We went to Our Lady's Grove, St. Benilda's, Holy Cross. All of the schools in the area are 3 times oversubscribed. And when we brought this to the attention of the council, we just got like an off-the-cuff response. You know, oh, we're building new schools.
Yeah.
And we're saying... We understand you're building new schools, but what are the new families to do? Like, anybody they made a lot of, you know, mistakes in the past with high rise and stuff like that. And a lot of the problems were because there was nothing for the children to do, you know, and they're only repeating these problems now because they're obviously under pressure with the housing crisis, you know, which is, it's not very good practice. You would have thought that over the past 20, 30 years, the councils, whether it be Dunleary, Rathdown, Dublin City, South Dublin, they would have learned from past mistakes. But to me, it just seems as though slap the houses in and deal with the consequences later, you know.
Has the council said why the promises that they made, why none of this stuff has gone ahead for you?
Absolutely not. We've made numerous attempts. I've actually sent off 2 more documents to the council today, 2 more booklets to the county manager and the head of housing. And we're constantly asking them to come and meet us. We've requested meeting after meeting, and they've just ignored us. So we can't seem to get anybody from the council to come and sit around the table with us and discuss our issues. Because bearing in mind, this is a Part 8 development that's going in. And as part of the Part 8, there is actually no public consultation. It doesn't go to On Board Pinala. Like, the residents in Rosemount and Taney and Farm Hill and stuff, they put in over 180 submissions, you know, about traffic and, you know, certain concerns that they'd have about the new development.
Yeah.
And nobody seems accountable for it. It's passed, and then they don't seem to have to make any effort to meet with local representatives or community groups or anything like that. It just goes ahead and deal with the problems then later, you know. And we're trying to put things in place there that will, you're always going to have, you know, issues with new people moving in and, you know, as people bed into the area. But we just feel that if they put in the right facilities for the income of families as well as the existing families, the chance of issues arising are greatly reduced. You know, you're giving families and kids and OAPs in the area something to do, and it provides a community spirit as well. And I think that's lacking in Rosemont at the moment, to be honest.
So what's the next step for the committee, for the sports changing?
We're in the middle of the next step at the minute. So as I've said, we've delivered 2,500 of these brochures out. We were campaigning door to door for support. We've got over 1,000 signatures today from local residents who have pledged their support to come out and support us in any way they can. We really, really would love to sit down with the council and thrash this out. And just all we're looking for is equitable treatment. You know, if you look in the whole of our greater region, Dunleary, Rathdown, all these other areas are all getting facilities. There's massive facilities gone up to Ballyogan.
Yeah.
There's massive facilities out in Shankill and all these places. out in Ballybrack, even up in Dundrum, up at Hillview, when they redeveloped Hillview, they gave them facilities as well as housing.
Hmm.
And all we're asking for, we're not asking for anything outlandish. We're just looking for fair and equitable treatment.
Just a basic dressing rooms, community centre, and
resource centre.
Yeah.
Like, we're not looking for anything over the top, honestly. We just want what other areas have already got. And bearing in mind, the likes of Ballyogan and all these places, they're only, Rosemount and Taney and all these communities, they're twice or three times as old as some of these places that have got all the top of the range of facilities. So we're just looking for some fair treatment, you know.
So, but do you think that the money that's been made by the council is not being shared properly on this side?
I believe that's the case. If you take this into account, the Dundrum Town Centre, we live a half a kilometre away from the Dundrum Town Centre.
Hmm.
And between the Dundrum Town Centre and the Sandyford Industrial Estate, they account for nearly 60% of the total revenue of Dunleary Rathdown. And we have yet to see 1 cent of that. There is no community game for Rosemount. There is no community game for Taney. We have not seen any of that money that's generated from these two. And I think it's high time that we did start to see some of this funding, you know.
Okay, so listeners, what can they do?
Come and support us. We have a Facebook page.
Yep.
It's called the Rosemount Taney Community Campaign. You'll find us on Twitter at Rosemount Taney. We have an email address. It's rosemounttaney@gmail.com.
Okay.
So basically what we're looking for from the community is support. I think that we can deliver on this, but we need to get as much support as possible. As you know, there's an election looming.
Yeah.
So we're looking for all the people listening to your show and I suppose in our community to make this an election issue. We see other local representatives and they're, you know, there's big campaigns for Step Aside Garda Station, which we fully support.
Mm.
There's big campaigns for Glenalvan Swimming Pool. Again, we support this. But we're looking for that similar support and we're looking for that similar representation from our public representatives. So anybody who's listening, please come on board and try and support us because this can be used from toddlers to OAPs and it's for everybody in the Dundrum area, not just people from our, you know, estates or local to this. Center, you know?
So that's Rosemount Taney Community Campaign on Facebook, Rosemount Taney at gmail.com and Twitter at Rosemount Taney.